Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Every day, Monday through Friday, we're on from 1 until 4. And then after 4 o'clock, John Cobell Show on Demand. It's the podcast version. Same show. You can hear it as a podcast after 4. And tonight and tomorrow, we are going to talk with Alex Stone from ABC News in just a few minutes. Because at this time yesterday, it was very exciting. The U.S. Supreme Court had voted 6-3 to let Texas at least temporarily go forward with a new law that would allow them to arrest illegal aliens they catch crossing the border. They have to be in the act of crossing the border. And in Texas, the border means the Rio Grande River, which is swimmable. A lot of people wade across the river. And that is the main way that illegal migrants were coming in. And so Texas planned to have their law enforcement on the other side of the river to arrest these people as soon as they crossed, and then give them several choices. They could go to jail, or they could go back to Mexico, and they couldn't stay. If they were going to stay, they were going to go to jail. Now, it was a temporary green light, because the law is tied up in the courts as to whether Texas as a state can override a federal law. And common thinking was, well, no, we can't. State law in immigration circumstances is always subordinate to federal law. Always. And that's the way the Supreme Court ruled all these years until yesterday. Well, it turns out that Supreme Court ruling was undone by a court of appeals, which this is the part I don't understand. I'm sure there's a good reason for it, but it went back to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, and they had a panel saying, well, no, we're temporarily suspending the law. Injunction. So there was an injunction put in. Supreme Court undid that injunction, and then the appeals court reapplied the injunction. Alex Stone. If you can, we'll try to explain this coming up in next segment. All right, not too 15 minutes. We'll talk about that. One thing I want to mention locally here. No, not that story. The hell did the story go that I want? Oh, I have it in front of me here. This is important. It's another judge. It's the U.S. District Court Judge David O. Carter. He has popped up frequently in the news over the years regarding homeless lawsuits. He seems to have the homeless beat on the federal court here in Los Angeles. And as you know, the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority is the main agency that governs homelessness in LA City and County. And it's a terrible agency. It is one of the worst. It took in billions of dollars from our extra taxes and blew the money, and homelessness increased. By any measure, the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority is a complete failure. Now, it's known by its acronym, LAHSA, L-A-H-S-A. And it is a loser of an agency. And I remember one of the agency heads a few years ago, his name was Peter something, when it was his time to leave, he put out a press release applauding himself primarily for hiring so many people. The theme of the press release was, look at all the tax money I spent and look at all the people I hired. Didn't mention that homelessness had skyrocketed under his leadership. And it's still that way. It doesn't matter who's running it. It doesn't matter how much money spent, how many people they hire. The money gets blown away and there's more homeless people on the street. So finally, there is a group called LA Alliance for Human Rights. A lot of these are business. There's a lot of business entities that are part of this LA Alliance, and they want the streets cleaned up. Let's look at it as the rational people left in the city. And they went to Judge Carter and said, hey, can we have an audit here? Where the hell is everybody's money going? How could you spend billions and have the problem get this much worse? How does this happen? And shockingly, there apparently never is an audit of this stuff. So the judge has now getting closer to sanctioning a court-monitored independent audit of all the city's spending on homelessness. This includes Karen Bass's stupid Inside Safe program and all her bogus numbers and her lies. Because there was a settlement between the city and LA Alliance for Human Rights, and LA committed to reducing homeless encampments, increasing shelter beds, setting deadlines to track progress, and restoring the public spaces to their original purposes. You know, sidewalks for us to walk on, parks for us to play in. And of course, they haven't come close to creating a civilized atmosphere in Los Angeles. They were supposed to create 3,000 treatment beds for individuals who are either crazy or addicted, and on and on and on, all right? But none of this is done. And Carter wants to know, where'd all the money go? What'd you spend it on? He said $600 million was given to the city. The city, in turn, gave it to all these fake criminal nonprofits. $600 million, there's hardly any documentation to explain where the $600 million went. Is this crazy or what? Judge Carter said, we've encountered like a single invoice for $248,000. No details on the services provided. Guy who runs the nonprofit could have taken it home. He could have bought a sports car, a second home, traveled to Europe for a summer. Nobody knows. And the court hearing is so serious that Karen Bass actually showed up, and so did the LA City Council President, Paul Krikorian. And Karen Bass was doing her usual smiling and promising routine that the city is going to publicize all their spending reports. And everybody applauded. But you hear this all the time from her. Nothing ever changes. There's also a lot of money from the last tax increase. Measure H was a sales tax increase. There's $210 million from that that is still unspent. So that's, we'll see when the judge actually authorizes the audit. When we come back, we're going to talk to Alex Stone from ABC News. And why did the appeals court put the new Texas immigration law on hold after the Supreme Court of the United States gave it the go-ahead yesterday. We'll see.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, yesterday at this time, we were telling you the Supreme Court had done something that shocked a lot of people in the legal world and politics and the media. They told Texas they could at least temporarily go ahead with their law arresting illegal aliens who are wading across the Rio Grande River and entering the country illegally. And then shortly thereafter, last night, an appeals court, federal appeals court, said no, there's an injunction back in place. And first glance, you'd say, how does an appeals court overrule a Supreme Court? Well, Alex Stone is going to explain. It's a little complicated.
It is complicated. It's been a lot of legal whiplash in the last 24 hours because the Supreme Court really did not rule on it. All they did is say, you know what? We're not going to deal with this right now because the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court has not dealt with the merits of it. And they bumped it back down to the Fifth Circuit. So the Supreme Court didn't rule on it in any which direction, didn't hear the merits on it, didn't decide on the merits of it. The headlines, you know, really were that the Supreme Court allowed it to go in place. It really said it's up to the Fifth Circuit. And then the Fifth Circuit last night said no, that while it waits to hear the merits, that it's putting a freeze on the law and that it won't go anywhere. So it'll eventually probably go back to the Supreme Court once the Fifth Circuit is done with it. But during that several-hour period from yesterday afternoon until maybe 9 o'clock last night, it was technically in place in Texas. They didn't arrest anybody. There was nothing done under the law, but it was in place before the Fifth Circuit said, nah, you know what, until we can hear the merits, go ahead and freeze it. So today, they held a Zoom hearing in the Fifth Circuit to decide should it remain on hold while they wait to hear the merits and have a trial on it. Texas argued in court this.
Texas has a right to defend itself.
But the federal government argued back.
The federal government has to have control over the immigration system.
And that's kind of the crux of the debate here. Historically, immigration law has been a federal thing. States have not been permitted to make their own immigration law. Arizona lost that fight in 2012 in a case that they had, and the Supreme Court said no, that Arizona doesn't control immigration law. The federal government does. But Texas is saying here that it is a sovereign state, has a right to secure its border, that the Biden administration has admitted that it is a crisis along the border and that things are out of control. So they're saying they have the right to protect their state. And a little while ago, Governor Greg Abbott saying,
but we finally got a law crafted in a way to be able to withstand legal challenge, be able to withstand the arguments that will be made, and that is that, well, the Texas law contradicts the Arizona decision that was issued by the United States Supreme Court back in 2012.
So today in court, John, the appellate court judges, they asked a couple questions to Texas that Texas couldn't answer. They said this is uncharted territory. One of the questions was, okay, so if somebody came through the Canadian border, then drove through a bunch of states, ended up in Texas, would they still be violating SB 4 if they didn't come through Mexico right into Texas? And the lawyers for Texas said, we don't know, that we don't know the answer to that yet, that a lot of this we can't tell you at this point. So it remains on hold. No decision came down from the Fifth Circuit today. Could be later today, could be in the coming days. But SB 4 remains on ice while the court decides should it be allowed in the meantime while they wait to hear the merits of it. At this point, no, but they could change their mind.
Could somebody send it back to the Supreme Court again?
Well, they can, and they will. When the Fifth Circuit decides on it, then whatever that is, so let's say it's 3 years down the road where they've had a trial and they've decided on it, then it'll go back to the Supreme Court, and one side or the other, the losing side, will bring it to the Supreme Court. Until then, no, it's at the Fifth Circuit.
So now it's on hold.
Yep.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Alex.
You got it. Thanks, John.
Alex Stone, ABC News, and it's on hold again. All right. When we come back, well, let me tell you, 2 o'clock, Alex Bensman, who works. What's that? What did I say? Oh, Todd Bensman. Sorry. Todd Bensman. He had a piece in The New York Post today. And this is the question that's being asked over and over again. If Biden knows the terrorists are crossing the border, and a number of people in his administration have admitted the terrorists are crossing the border, then why doesn't he stop it Benjamin addresses that in the New York Post piece that he wrote today. And we're going to have Todd on live to talk about it on the John Cobalt Show.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio, 1 till 4, podcast after 4 o'clock on the iHeart app, John Cobalt Show on Demand, same show. But if you miss it, you can hear it back after 4. There was a story today that psychological researchers in Finland have come up with a test to see how woke you are. And then they found the more woke you are, the more miserable you are. Simultaneously, a story came out about people who are so worried about the climate that they now go to group meetings at climate cafes to talk about their psychological distress. It's like climate support groups. I'm not making this up. The story about the climate support groups reads like a comical parody. But let me first give you this study. Now, it was done in Finland among Finnish people who are supposed to be, you know, the happiest on the planet. They always come out number one. And they found, though, that a significant percentage of the population are angry and depressed. And when you question them, it turns out they're very woke, which makes them unhappy. And I have some anecdotal proof of this. A couple of my sons have lived and gone to school up in the Bay Area. And, of course, that is the center of woke world. And they said it's true. A lot of people walk around angry, surly, depressed. They're just unpleasant because they find so many things to be upset about. They're constantly assaulted with offensive behavior and microaggressions. And I mean, just breathing the air upsets them, right? Just embracing the weather sends them in a tizzy. So here's the research first. Psychological researchers in Finland came up with this assessment. And they identified 7 truisms of woke people. And what they did is they communicated these 7 truisms, 7 sentences. And you're supposed to say whether you agree or disagree with them. Number one is, if white people have on average a higher level of income than black people, it is because of racism.
Right? You agree or disagree? Number two, university reading lists should include fewer white or European authors. Number three, microaggressions should be challenged often and actively. You could see why these people would be a headache. Most people don't even know they're committing microaggressions, and most people don't care. They don't look at them that way. Trans women who compete with women in sports are not helping women's rights. We don't need to talk more about the color of people's skin. A white person cannot understand how a black person feels equally well as another black person. And finally, a member of a privileged group can adopt features or cultural elements. A member of a privileged group can adopt features or cultural elements of a less privileged group. Okay? And then you agree or disagree, and they give you a score. And the higher your score, the more woke you are. And then they found that those people are much more unhappy. The first study included 850 people, and then they did a test of 5,000 more people. And researchers found a high prevalence of anxiety and depression in people who agreed with some of these statements. People who were identified as left-wing were most likely to report lower mental well-being. Now, again, my sons who were up in that area told me, yeah, that's true. The left-wing kids, the left-wing professors, generally more miserable, unhappy on a daily basis. They've always got something bugging them. So then comes the climate cafe story. I swear I'm not making this up. I know I say this all the time, but we're just in an age where it seems half the news, you read it and it's like, oh, you got to be kidding me. So these climate anxiety groups are springing up across the country. And according to the New York Times, the New York Times had two writers travel all over the country because there's photos and everything here to document this. And these groups allow people to talk through their emotions around environmental change. For example, at a small room in Lower Manhattan, oh, this is precious, a group of eight New Yorkers sat in a circle sharing kombucha. What the hell is that?
It's a drink.
What's in it?
It's like fermented something.
Is it, hold on.
See, nobody knows.
No, I forgot. I haven't had it.
I've seen the word on labels, but whenever I ask somebody, what's kombucha? Nobody knows.
Hang on. What is in it?
Well, they share kombucha and they share their climate fears. In Champaign, Illinois, a psychotherapist facilitating a meeting held up a branch of goldenrod. Now, goldenrod is a plant.
Well, kombucha is a fermented drink made from tea, yeast, bacteria, and sugar.
Yum.
And the ingredients work together to create probiotics. The bacteria needed to keep your gut healthy.
What is it, a bottle of bacteria?
It's healthy bacteria.
It's healthy bacteria. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah.
Yum. What does that taste like?
It tastes like garbage. I'll tell you that.
I've tried it.
I've tried it too. It tastes like garbage.
I don't love it, but I will once in a while have some for the benefits.
For the benefits.
The health benefits.
Can you tell the health benefits?
No, but I'm just.
is it really expensive?
You know what? I haven't bought a bottle in a while.
Okay,
I
don't know. Right.
$5 to $7 probably.
Oh my God. For one bottle?
There's some in the kitchen. We can get some.
Wait a second. $5 to $7 for a bottle of bacteria?
Yeah.
Must be good bacteria. All right. So at the other place in Illinois, the therapist hold up a branch of goldenrod. Now, what is that? Is
that I don't know.
Is that like the sage that you wave in the air?
No. Goldenrod?
Yes. And they ask the people to consider their connection to nature. What is this?
It may act as a diuretic, so it flushes water from the body.
So if you eat goldenrod, you start peeing uncontrollably.
It didn't say uncontrollably.
In Kansas City, they have a nonprofit that runs a discussion group on Zoom. Oh, my God. Can you imagine being stuck on Zoom with people who have climate anxiety? Oh, I want a recording of this. It starts with a spiritual reading and guided meditation. And then they break off into topics to discuss the ethics of childbearing amidst a fast-rising global population and concerns of resource scarcity. There's no scarcity of resources. Have you seen how fat people are? There's plenty of resources. Honestly, more than half the country's obese. What's the scarcity here? It's a new movement called Climate Cafes. These groups, in person and online, are places for people to discuss their grief, fears, anxiety, and other emotions about the climate crisis. Have you ever run into a person like this? Well, I'm sure they're on every corner in San Francisco. It says here they're in Los Angeles. Oh, I got to go. I got to find a climate cafe.
Oh, you should.
Boy, we should do a show from a climate cafe. Oh, that would be a hoot.
Could you imagine going undercover to a climate cafe and just sitting in on one of those meetings? You wouldn't be able to control your laughter. You would blow your cover in 2 seconds.
There is another nonprofit that trains facilitators to conduct these meetings.
Oh, you'd be a great facilitator.
The Climate Psychology Alliance.
Imagine.
Yes. They have trained 350 people to run climate cafes in the U.S., Canada, and Europe.
How much are they charging for that course? What kind of racket is that?
You guys are being very insensitive to people that enjoy worrying about the climate.
You got
to
buy your own kombucha and your own goldenrod. Maybe they smoke the goldenrod. Oh, my God. I got a lot more here. Let me take a break. We'll continue on this. This is so good.
I'm going to have to go bring you some goldenrod.
Yeah, yeah. Bring me some. Bring me a bottle of expensive bacteria. Don't bring me the cheap stuff.
Well, are you going to drink it?
Yeah, I'll give it one swig.
Oh, wait, really?
Then go get some, Eric.
Because if we're doing this, we're putting it on social media.
Will they have some in the kitchen?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They sell some in our kitchen.
Who around here buys that stuff? Oh, I bet I know.
Who's going to leave that?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. You're paying for it, though. I'm not paying for a bottled bacteria.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up, Todd Benzman, the journalist who spends a lot of time at the border. He's got a piece in the New York Post today. Biden knows the terrorists are crossing the border. Why doesn't he stop it? See if Todd has an answer to that. And that'll be right after 2 o'clock in Deborah's news. And Deborah's here right now because I ran across an article today about climate cafes where people who are terrified of climate change, they gather together and in small groups and they commiserate.
I think you're being very insensitive to those people. There are plenty of people who like that kind of thing.
They like the psychological support.
Well, they worry about it, so they have other people that they can share their anxiety with.
Right, and how does that help? How does that cool the planet?
I don't know. I think it makes them feel better. And I happy first day of spring, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
It's a beautiful day.
Uh-huh.
Right?
You're like the first spring bird, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
The bluebird of happiness.
That's me.
All right. You have, now, apparently they drink kombucha at these meetings, which I've heard the word. I have no idea, like, what it's made of.
Okay.
What?
Well,
does it have a lot of ingredients?
This one, well, this is bubbly. So this is ginger lemon. Uh-huh. It's a bubbly probiotic tea.
Okay.
For that means a happy gut.
So my gut is fine. Well, it just had 2 cheeseburgers. It feels great. Yeah.
This is, I'm so glad we're doing this because this will probably go right through you and it will get rid of a lot of the gook.
Yeah.
In that body of yours.
I might be stuck in the men's room.
I'm going to give you some.
All right. Give me some now. All right. I want to see what all these miserable people who are wailing about the climate, what this stuff tastes like. My wife was into this stuff for a while, but then she thought it was too expensive. You drink this stuff?
What else are you supposed to do with it? Wait. What? Cheers.
Okay. Oh.
That's delicious.
It's like horse pee.
It might look like horse pee.
But don't ask me how I know what horse pee tastes like. But
do you taste the ginger?
Whoa. Huh?
The ginger. Drink
the
it.
Ginger? No.
Drink some more.
That does taste like a cup of bacteria. Oh, my God.
Okay,
they charge, what, $5-7 for this?
Finish it.
No, it's burning. It's bubbling. Oh, it's it feels like it's acid. It's burning the inside of my mouth.
It's good for your gut. It's good.
I don't think so.
I have to leave you because I have to go.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Well, I'm going to read the rest of this story, what goes on in these. Oh, man, it's really burning the back of my throat now.
John.
You poisoned me. So, all right. So here's one of the meetings. This is Olivia Ferraro in New York City. She arranges 10 chairs into a circle and sets out grapes, sparkling water, plantain chips. So those are terrible. And reusable cups because that's environmentally sensible. And the attendees, for an hour, describe worrying for their future children and future generations. They describe feeling overwhelmed, not only by climate change, but also the political climate. Sheila McMenamin says, I can't buy into the narrative anymore that there's no choice in how this ends and that major corporations have complete control over my future. They do not have total control, and I refuse to concede that. And as she says that, other participants hum in agreement. Oh, I want this. I want you guys to hum whenever you agree. You imagine? These are grown men and women. The World War II generation wouldn't have time for this. You imagine our parents back in the old days humming, getting into a circle and humming?
Well, there have always been cults.
Oh, my. That's what this is. All right, the one in Illinois, the woman who runs it is Kate Maurer. She rubbed the dried stalk of goldenrod in her hand.
Okay.
She picked it from her backyard.
Yeah, it's a flower.
This connected her to the climate crisis. It was one of the many flowers native to Illinois that she had planted to restore the natural environment. By the way, the burning sensation is now in my gut.
Good.
My throat is burning. Uh-huh. My esophagus is burning.
Okay.
And my stomach is burning.
That means it's working.
So you poisoned me.
I didn't poison you. You'll be fine, you big baby.
No,
I did get worried for a second because I saw like four cups in there. Deborah was about to pour me a glass, and I was like, there's no way I'm about to drink it.
Well, was going to. I thought Ray was going to come in and do some shots with us.
This is backing up in my system here. I might retch. And she said, now when she goes in her garden, she has all these complex emotions. She feels sad. I find myself struggling to enjoy the outdoors. Because the constant reminders of environmental degradation. Wow, this is severe mental illness, which probably has always been around, this kind of mental illness. But it gets sympathetic front page coverage on the New York Times. This was then the top story of their online page, far right corner. They broke into small groups. They were full of ideas how to channel their energy. Composting?
Mm-hmm.
Gardening? Propagating? Is that sex?
No. It's, you know what? Actually, our boss, she propagated some of her plants, right? So you take...
She
you take,
propagates?
Yes, she does.
I didn't you think take she was
a
that
cutting,
tight.
You take a cutting of, uh-huh. of it could be anything, right? A cactus. Uh-huh. And then you replant it, and it's then got, you give it to somebody, and then it propagates. It creates another plant. It grows.
I don't know. Sounds dirty.
It's not.
They do clothing swaps. Oh, I wear other people's clothing. The hell is this? Mending circles. What a bunch of losers. There are all these. No. You see, it goes back to that survey. The woke people are full of, are unhappy and depressed and angry. And how could you walk outside on a sunny day into your garden and get sad and depressed? Because someday something bad's going to happen. My God. If we did our show from one of these climate cafes.
I think we should.
Well, it would last 3 minutes.
No, I think you.
Everybody would get mad.
No, but you can control yourself.
Oh, my God. This is the worst drink. Everything is on fire, okay? Everything from my tongue, my throat, my esophagus, my gut, everything is on fire, whatever this is.
Okay. You know what, though? Give it a few minutes.
If I fall over dead.
Mm-hmm. You're going to blame me?
Well, I'll be dead.
Oh, that's true. Is your wife going to come after me then?
I don't know. Maybe not. You might get a thank you card. All right. Coming up after 2 o'clock, Todd Benzman on, he writes a lot about the border. He's at the border a lot. He's got a piece in the New York Post titled Biden Knows Terrorists Are Crossing the Border. Why doesn't he stop it? Deborah Mark live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. On sale now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
See new things, try new things, go back centuries while living in the moment, forge new paths while discovering old ones, pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.